Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Public Works Director, Josh Webker. And Josh, really appreciate you taking the time to join me.
Absolutely, anytime.
You are absolutely welcome, as we'll talk here about kind of the Public Works Department and things going on. We'll start here. What are you trying to accomplish with roads and infrastructure? I know we have the two new businesses of JBS USA and ADR Axles that will be coming in soon.
Yeah, really good addition to the city of Perry. Really lucky that they chose Perry to come and make a plant here and stuff. But with that comes some infrastructure that needs to be put in. That's a gravel road, L Avenue right now, as it's called, that'll need to be looked into. So what we're doing is we're working with our engineering team in the state, the DOT, to apply for a RISE grant, looking for funds to basically concrete that roadway with curb and gutter, do some stormwater stuff, and then run sanitary and water up to the job site. So that way, JBS can put their wastewater into the pipes that would go to the plant. They'll have water from the water department coming up that area. Same thing for ADR. In addition to this whole thing, they're also doing a 141 study at 141 and Willis Avenue. Part of that, if we do get that RISE grant, would be redoing that road on L Avenue. And in addition, looking at putting traffic control or stoplights at that intersection on 141 with all the traffic and stuff that's going on. There's been quite a few accidents and stuff there. There's some issues with kind of a berm when you're looking to the west and stuff. So looking at addressing all that stuff. So I know Sven's working really hard on that. So the engineers and stuff. So hopefully we're successful with that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know there's kind of been a lot of conversation around that too. So awesome. Well, thanks for kind of getting us up to date with that. And of course, we've had rain in the forecast. So talk about, I guess, that impact.
It's been a wet year, and you know, not just in Perry, but all around. And what really happens is when we have these constant rain events where they're high amounts, you're getting 2 inches, 3 inches, you know, every other day, all that water soaks in. It soaks into the ground. So we did have some sewer issues, especially on the east end of town. We call that our east trunk line. So where the system's getting overfilled with water from rainwater. And you say, how would rainwater get in the sewer system? It happens because, for one, those sewer lines were put in a long, long time ago. So every joint kind of leaks and allows that water, basically those pipes, to act as a drain. The other issue, there's a lot of the older houses, when they built them, you know, they tied the drainage around the foundation. Some places, you know, they're sub pump, some places rain gutters into these areas. And when it rains, that all goes into the sewer system. So, and it floods it and it fills the system so fast that the system can't keep up. Our new plant can handle everything. I mean, no problem at all. The problem is getting it there. You know, in a typical day at our wastewater plant, we're treating between 800,000 to 1 million gallons.
Wow.
With this rain event, I believe the next day when we got our flows, we're at 3.5 million. So
wow,
there's
okay. Yeah.
2.5 million of fresh water going in the plant. That's something we don't want. So we are doing some investigating. We actually started with Midwest Vac Professionals that did some camera work for us. And then once the crops get out, because we do have some sewer lines on the south side of 141, can't get into them because the crops are in the field. We'll go in and expose all those manholes and have that whole area clean, televised, see if we have any interconnection where, oh, this manhole's leaking, it's acting as an intake, and we can fix those. So okay, we want to be ready for JBS and ADR to come online. And an additional thing that we're actually looking at doing now is, with these rains, it really made us look at a relief sewer line. And that's something that we're trying to put on the top of our priority, would be like a secondary line for the east end of town to alleviate these high flows. Some other things we're going to do is, in the meantime, is we're looking at doing some smoke testing. So it's where you put smoke into a manhole. It's not hazardous, not anything, but the goal is that you're doing these smoke tests, and you might see a manhole over by a pond or something with smoke coming out of it, meaning, oh, hey, that's tied into here, that shouldn't be happening, we could fix that. I've heard of instances where they've done smoke testing and, you know, smoke's rolling out of people's gutters. You know, you can't have your rain gutters into that system. It just overfills the system. It's a hard topic. It's a hard thing, because what do you do?
Right.
How do you do it? You know, how do you pay for that? So there's a lot of things that we'll be looking at, but the sewer high flows and the interconnection of fresh water getting in the system, It's probably one of my top priorities right now. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for going over that.
Yeah.
Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Public Works Director, Josh Webker, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Josh, talk about the concrete work that's going on around town.
Yeah. You know, last year, I think we really concentrated, started last year, year before, really going around into the neighborhoods and hitting these areas where you're driving and you go, gosh, that's that bump or whatever, you know. And the guys, we have an amazing team that work down there. I mean, these guys are top notch and live in the community. We hit the same roads that everyone else hits. So we've been going out hitting these spots where it's really high traffic roads, really noticeable. You know, you might even think, I know the other day, 18th and McKinley by the softball field, if you're headed west, there was always a spot where you would dip down. They fixed that. 17th and Lucinda, there was a huge intersection. We reported that whole intersection in-house. You know, back in the day, we would have had to hire all that done. And, you know, I mean, our guys are so talented that we can do that now. 17th, Lucinda, like I said, we did. 17th, McKinley, we did. And that was a huge undertaking there as well. But our next step is we're getting ready to go up to Dewey Street by the elementary school. So parents will probably notice when you're picking your kids up or whatever, that road's, it's in tough shape. And you know, I want to say that was probably put in the 80s. It's just not the best material. So what our goal is now is to get all that done before school traffic starts. We're trying to hit these areas to get them done before school starts. So make that nice and easy for, you know, everyone. And I know I've had people come up and say, you know, hey, tell you guys thanks for doing that, you know, because it does make a difference. Last year we poured over 800 yards. I want to say we're probably pushing 500 already.
Wow.
And it's just July. So, you know, these guys are going out pouring 20, 30, 40 yards in a day. Like it's nothing. So that's a lot for a small crew of 8 people that we have. So in terms of doing other things. So the other thing we did was we're basically wrapped up with the street painting. So painted all the crosswalks, got them ready for school, and then did most of the parking stalls downtown to freshen that up, make it look good, and make it so you can see the lines and everything. So pretty much wrapped up on that. We got to finish. Once we get the concrete work done at the elementary school, we'll go and do the crosswalks up there so it's safe for the kids. And then just keep finding other areas to hit. We have a pretty long list, but we're aware of all these issues and stuff. So, and the weather doesn't help either. You know, when it rains, we can't tear into something if it's going to rain the next day. So I've been doing some other projects and stuff. So, but hats off to the crew. I mean, I've said it before, but Perry, I mean, the public works guys, we have the best crew I've ever met. So very talented people and really glad to have them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, again, we've been speaking here with the Perry Public Works Director, Josh Webker. Yeah, Josh, thanks for running us through everything that's going on around town. I know it's kept you guys very busy, but like you mentioned, really appreciate everything that you and the rest of the guys do.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You are absolutely welcome, as that is all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.